in. Sit right down. Keep your hands up. Keep your chin down. Shut the door. Time to go with Randy Harrison. Knockout Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, Knockout Radio with Randy Harris is about to start. So get ready for the best MMA talk, games, interviews, surprises, and surprises anywhere. For Knockout Radio, I'm the voice, Ray Flores, and now here's Knockout Radio.
Hey-o. Hey, everybody.
All right, so what's going on, everybody? I did not want to start off Debbie Downer, but I already have some complaints.
Well, what?
I don't know which one I want to go on first. The fight that is not my fight, or just a thing that's kind of disturbing? Which one you want me to go with first?
Let's go with fight that's not your fight.
Okay. This is not my fight. It's not a big deal to me personally, but to me, this is a very big deal. And there's two sides to the story that I'm about to tell you. There's two ways to look at this. Oh, and first and foremost, Sean Merriman returns to the show at the bottom of the hour.
Yeah.
So, yeah. He has his event is coming up, Lights Out 9, May 6th in L.A. Slowly working to have some live broadcasts from one of the Lights Out events. I think that'll be very cool. Okay. So in media, in radio, I guess in TV, you know, I've never really been involved in TV more than once or twice or the TV show that I produced and owned. When you are let go, and I've been let go once, they tell you after you're on the air, after the show is over.
Okay.
For obvious reasons. You know, if they fire you before, you know, you could say something, you could do something, blah, 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 blah. And I get that to a certain point. Okay. To a certain point. You know, there's some people, like if somebody, you know, you've had them on for a year, you've employed them for a year, they've been on your network for a year, and you still don't know, and they're little, you know, out there. I would be very upset if it happened to me.
Okay.
Because everybody at the station knows me. I've been on this network for 30 some years. The chance of me doing that is none. None. Well, from what I understand, and this has been verified, one of the biggest names in the history of Tampa Bay was fired today.
Also, Harris.
I would always say that he's my dad, and I told him that once, and he got very upset at me. He goes, "Can I at least be your brother? Why do I have to be your dad?"
Well, that's like you're my great-granddad, so okay, it's the same thing.
So people are, you know, want to know, is this an April Fool's joke? Is this? And Jack Harris claims that it is not, that he was let go on a cost-cutting, blah, 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 blah. And everybody in business, you have to make decisions on hiring. Now, Jack could be like you and just refuse to leave the building.
Well, I don't think it's the same. I don't think it works the same way.
Well, yeah, but in a way it could. He could refuse. You know, he probably has, you know, a little apartment in one of those studios. So it wouldn't be the first time, I would assume, that, you know, he hasn't left after a show. But
yeah, you're right. Jack Harris is a huge, monumental name.
Icon.
In the Tampa market. I guess that's the risk that we run, right? I mean, you know, when you always are so proud that we're FCC radio, when the fighters come on and you remind them and their management team, like, hey, this is governed, this is FCC, this is, we are a part of something that's real radio, you can't curse, this is not a podcast, you know, where a podcast or a YouTube channel, they have no governing, no regulation, so they can do whatever they want, say what they want, and that's what gives it, in some people's opinions, less credibility. But when there's only a handful of decision makers that control your career and your future, you know, this is kind of what radio is. I mean, isn't this like kind of the stigma or being in real radio? This is the fear you run into.
I get all that. I understand everything about it. You know, I've been on the air since the mid-80s, and 99% of that on the TAN Talk Radio Network. So I understand that. And we all remember there was a time very early when you were on the show, you know, you slipped. Things happen, okay?
Sure.
I get that. But there's certain people, I would think, in every community, in every town, in every state, in every. And Jack Harris, to me, is one of those. Ted Webb was one of those. That everything that he did, everything that he represented, I don't know, I could be wrong, I don't do research. To the best of my knowledge, Ted's never done, said, been in trouble, blah, 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 blah. I think, even if you waited until the last break, if you wanted to do that, still BS, but it's giving Jack Harris the opportunity to talk to his listeners, and he'll still be able to do that, you know, whether he goes on another radio show, you know, he starts a podcast, he goes to another station, whatever. I just think because of who he is, you know, there's rules, but there's also exceptions. And I think Ted Webb, Jack Harris, definitely is in that group that should have been an exception for him to say whatever he needed to say. You know, I don't have any hard feelings on a business that makes a business decision to let someone go. The one time right. I was let go, and I've talked about this all the time, I used to co-host with, he was known as Hubert Mizell, but Hubert Mizell. And I literally hated going to work every day.
Really?
Oh, it was brutal. You think I harass you? You think you harass me? It was torture. They let me go and brought in, the guy? I think he's up in the Northwest Seattle, Colin Cowherd.
Okay.
So I got let go for Colin Cowherd.
Okay.
Yeah, it could be worse.
Does it matter who replaces you? Is that a thing?
No.
You don't think there's a little bit of, well, it's kind of like, well, if you get beat in a fight and that guy goes on to become the champion, it's like, well, I lost, but I lost to the champ.
No, because of all, he wasn't the champ.
At the time.
At the time.
But then you say, oh, well, look how good he was. He went on to become the champ. So my loss and my record is
to
Colin Cowherd.
No, not at all. Means nothing.
No,
because when that happens 9 out of 10 times, it's just a ham and egger at the time. I mean, I didn't know who Colin Cowherd was, and then he went on to much bigger things. So you could also look at it that the opportunity that he was given coulda, shoulda, woulda been my opportunity.
Yeah.
Now, granted, I've never wanted those opportunities. And that's not supposed to be a funny jab or whatever. You know, I'm very content. I've enjoyed what I've done. I've been fairly successful. Things we don't need to talk about success-wise. And I'm happy. So I have no complaints. I just, like I said, that was their right to do it. It's a business. You don't need a reason to let somebody go. It can be for whatever. I don't even care what the reason is. It could be for any, I just don't like your looks. I don't want to look at you in the morning anymore. Kind of the way I felt going in the morning.
Now, I do have a personal story. I won't mention any names because I don't want to, you know, obviously there are people who might know who this is. But I remember a few years ago, a distressed radio personality was let go. He called me and he was in a panic. He didn't know what his next step was going to be. He didn't know what he was going to do. And
that's his first mistake. He reached out to you.
And I talked him off the ledge and got him to think clearly and sensible. And in the process, I told him that he needed to start his own company, his own media company, and that if he ever went back to real radio, that he would license his content to the new platform that he's on, that his company would own the parental rights, the masters, because his biggest problem in being let go was all the bits that he created, all the skits that he created, all the content that he had, all belong to the radio station, and he didn't own any of his own material. Even though he created it, he didn't have any rights to still use it in that same manner. So he did so. He created his own company, and he got back into real radio, and I'm extremely proud of that. And since then, you know, it's been a different game, and I think the world's changing too. I mean, now with podcasts and like the Logan Paul shows and Joe Rogan Experience, I mean, these guys are just absolutely crushing real radio, you know. And so I think there's a point where maybe there are no more real radio stations, unfortunately.
Well, first of all, that has nothing to do with what we're talking about.
I know.
Okay.
I know, but one by one, they're going to start to fall. Aren't these giants going to continue to fall with budget cuts and, you know, not be able to keep up with salaries and paying the talent what they once did?
You know, I could take either side. I mean, some of these big legends like Jack Harris, I'm sure some of those sponsors that were sponsoring whatever show he did, and I can be honest with you, I might have listened to Jack Harris and Ted Webb twice for 6 seconds in a car, because you know where I stand, right. You know, listening to other shows. I mean, you know, I knew Ted for decades, you know, so I still didn't listen, but some radio will go away. Maybe those salaries might go away, but on the same line, there are sponsors that are tied to talent, not necessarily the station. Now, will they leave because a talent is gone? Maybe. Some might stay, and some may go with them. You know, kind of like, you know, when Brock Lesnar was in the UFC, he had a sponsor. Then when he went to the WWE, the sponsor went with him. Then when he came back, when sponsors wasn't allowed, the sponsor stayed with him. So the sponsor wasn't necessarily with WWE or with the UFC. Mm. They were with Brock.
Sure.
So it will be interesting how that plays out. But, you know, I don't necessarily think radio is going to go away. It's still, there's a lot of people that don't have Sirius or XM or whatever. As easy as it is, they still don't want to pay for it. When you get the same kind of product in your local market. I miss listening to some people I used to listen to in the past, you know, big time.
Now, do you think that radio is going to have to get younger? Do you think they're going to have to go more video streaming and TikTok shorts and reels? And
don't some of them do it? I mean, you know,
like 93.3 does. I mean, they're very young, very, you know, trendy and very, you know, into that. I don't even know what generation you would call it, X or whatever the new gen is, Gen Pop.
I would say whatever the show and station that my brother's daughter-in-law is on, they do all that stuff, don't they?
They do, but not nearly as much as like, you know, something like the iHeartRadio group. I mean, they seem to be really pushing that envelope forward for that next generation, you know, which is fine, you know, but I think people like, you know, Jack and these legendary guys are going to start to, you know, get pushed out, you know. I don't think this is, you've seen it before, you know, and I think you're going to see more of it, unfortunately.
Oh, definitely. Well, I could be wrong, but what's Mason Dixon doing now?
I don't know. He just got a new car over at Jerry Ohm. I saw my boy Rocco hooked him up with a rock bottom deal. So he's still in the community. I have no idea what he's doing, well, but I know he's driving.
Good for him that at least he got a return phone call.
Well, I mean, I don't know. I don't know what he's doing, but he's still driving around the community in a new car.
All right, let's hit a break. When we come back, bitch number two. Complaint number two.
That was a great first segment, though. And Randy, you are a legend in the Tampa Bay market, and I hope that you never hang up your microphone.
I will hang it up at some point.
Well, just wait till the end of the show, at least.
Well, we'll see. We'll see how that plays out. All right. Well, wait till you hear what's number two. You know, one, it bothers me just because it's, you know, it's my community. It's my area. It's, you know, where I've been, where I live. I know of Jack. You know, it's not like, you know, we're friends or anything. The other one just is so ridiculous and blows my mind so much that a little different side, a little different passion when we return. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Song. We'll be right back. All right.
Ham Talk Radio Network.
This is Rick Nash from the Columbus Blue Jackets, and you're listening to Talking Sports with Randy Harris.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right, Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
We're back in Dade City. Your adventure begins at the Bay Area Renaissance Festival. 8 stages of exciting and hilarious entertainment. Full contact, live armor jousting, mermaids, fairies, pirates, Vikings, and more. Endless shopping at more than 100 different artisan booths. The Bay Area Renaissance Festival. Family fun for all. Weekends, February 19th through April 3rd. Mark your calendars and get your tickets now at BayAreaRenFest.com.
Skunk Ape Electronics is just amazing. Get connected through music with Skunk Ape Electronics. Custom boomboxes, veteran-owned and operated, and American-made. Go to skunkapeelectronics.com and change the way you listen to music. Get 10% off your first purchase when you sign up for our newsletter. Stop by any Knockout Radio broadcast and check out what they use from Skunk Ape Electronics. Amazing. Just amazing.
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Cal Ripken Jr., and you're listening to Talking Sports with Randy Harris.
Interesting that that was a Cal Ripken Jr. liner as I'm putting together a little getaway, you know, for our anniversary, going back to where we went for our honeymoon, and there happens to be a Cal Ripken Jr. experience in Pigeon Forge, Tennessee.
Really? What's his connection to the Pigeon Forge?
With Cal?
Yeah.
I don't know. Let me give him a call and ask.
No, but going back, I know it was last segment, but I looked up during the break. Jack Harris was on the air for 53 years. You know what? I got to just put my 2 cents in. If you've been dedicated to a craft for 53 years, you should be able to write your own exit strategy. You should be able to leave on your own terms.
No.
Regardless of the employee relationship. No, he earned it. That's 53 years, Randy.
I understand. If 53, and I want to say, you know, 90% of that at WFLA.
What point was it? Well, I mean, there's got to, like, okay, so what? You're going to fire him. We're going to let you go. They could have found him a role or a position to just let him sneak off into the sunset or walk away with dignity. Like, why you got to fire the guy?
It's still letting him walk away is still firing him. So you're still going to fire the guy. And again, I believe a business has a right to hire and to fire anybody they want for any reason that they want. you know, I'm sure that it's not his skills. I'm sure it was money, even though on one of the things I read, he's making like a seventh of what he once made 3 or 4 years ago. But that's immaterial. Right. The business doesn't have to do that. Could they have done it better? Could they have let him say his goodbyes? Could they have gone to him and say, hey, listen, this is the plan. You know, at some point, you know, we'll give you 6 weeks, we'll give you 2 weeks. But the whole thing is they didn't want to give him that on-air time after he now knows that he's no longer in the plan.
Could have got him a cake or a send-off or something.
Well, and again, we don't know that. We don't know if they did or they didn't. We only know that he was let go. And I'm not sticking up for either one of them. A business has a right to let you go. Like I said, how many times have you been let go?
That's different. It's different, though.
Like, no, it is and it isn't. I mean, again, everybody is working. Everybody works for someone. Most people work for someone. And it's some time. I mean, we've been thinking for the past couple of years with my wife at the hospital. They're trying to push her out because she makes more than probably 2.5 nurses.
Right.
That's how long she's been there. That's high up the food chain. I mean, that's just what happens. Is it right? I don't know. But at some point, I don't know if they're going to, and it's different because she doesn't have a scalpel in her hand. Thank God. You know, she doesn't have a microphone. You know, it's just, all right, you're done. See you later, alligator. You know, could they have let him say goodbye today? Yes. But I don't have a problem with them letting him go or letting anybody go.
I don't know, and you see it in the NFL every day. I mean, we see it with Caleb Benton, not part of the show, you know, co-host of the show. You know, he's been in the league for 8 years in the NFL at the highest level. His salary to keep him on the field is a lot higher than teams that are able to take a chance on a developing player or an up-and-coming player and get him for a fraction of the salary.
Let me just correct one thing, and I don't want to get Caleb mad at me, but you were kind of incorrect on just one thing that you said on the field. Caleb right now has been a backup player. It's different if you're playing when you're talking NFL. Then the money doesn't make as big of a difference as, you know, Caleb's role was a backup role at every, you know, offensive lineman position, which is very, very valuable. But it's kind of like being the backup, you know, to Tom Brady or Peyton Manning. Those backups never got in the game. So why are you going to pay, you know, veteran minimum when you can get a rookie minimum for hundreds of thousands of dollars less?
Sure. Okay. It's
the NFL stands for not for long, and every day teams are trying to replace a player.
Sure.
The quarterback in Baltimore, Jackson. I mean, arguably one of the best quarterbacks in football. Yes, he's injury prone, but did you see what he turned down?
No.
Now again, it's nowhere near, you know, what Watson got, but what are you comparing? Are you trying to compare to another player? Or are you comparing to, he turned down $200 and some million, $125, $130 million guaranteed. Phew. Now, is he worth more? Yes, he's worth more. But you're only worth as much as somebody's willing to pay you. And in his case, here's the problem. And a lot of teams that wanted to show interest can't. Because not only does he want $300 million guaranteed or $280 million or whatever that million is, that's just to sign him. Look at what you have to give up to obtain him. Two number ones, a player, or this, or that. I mean, you are going to strap the team financially and player-wise.
And we've seen that go both ways. I mean, we've seen players who rejected it. I think the Celtics offered a massive contract to a basketball player, and he turned it down and took, you know, lost $100 million. But then we saw last season, Aaron Judge bet on himself, and he turned down $230 million and got $360 as a payout. So, I mean, I guess, you know, in football, I mean, it goes injuries a lot more of a situation, right? I mean, one injury, one knee, one ACL, I mean, it's all over, right?
No, absolutely. And he's been injury prone, you know, and he's his own agent. So some people think that's a problem. You know, it's a delicate situation. All right, we need to hit this break because when we come back, Sean Merriman will be calling in. He's done the show a few times, both on Radio Row, once, I believe, in Miami, and then this year out in Phoenix. He has his event coming up. It is known as Lights Out. And we will talk to Sean Marion. What?
Well, we still got to get your complaint number two in.
Oh, like, no.
I can't let you get away without getting it off your chest.
So it, not only is it big, it's very small. So we will get to that sometime later on in the show. Sean Merriman, when we return. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong. It's now. Whoa,
Black Betty, bam, lam. Whoa, Black Betty, bam, lam. Black Betty had a child, bam, lam. The damn thing gone wild. Bam, lam, she said it weren't none of mine. Bam, lam, the damn thing gone blind. Bam, lam, I said, oh, Black Betty. Bam, lam, whoa, Black Betty.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Larry Boeft, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
You don't need to be in the military to take advantage of Military Case Surplus, where you can buy pre-owned storage cases up to 80% off. Most cases are waterproof, airtight, and in excellent used condition at unbeatable prices. Military Case Surplus is located at 8989 Ulmerton Road, Suite B in Largo. If you need it, they should have it. Call 727-276-8716 or come see them. We all need storage, and Military Case Surplus can save you a lot of money. And they're cool as well. Check them out on Facebook at Military Case Surplus.
We're back in Dade City. Your adventure begins at the Bay Area Renaissance Festival. 8 stages of exciting and hilarious entertainment. Full contact, live armored jousting, mermaids, fairies, pirates, Vikings, and more. Endless shopping at more than 100 different artisan booths. The Bay Area Renaissance Festival. Family fun for all. Weekends, February 19th through April 3rd. Mark your calendars and get your tickets now at BayAreaRenFest.com.
The Country Depot is located in the heart of downtown Brooksville at 36 North Broad Street. They have everything under the sun, from one-of-a-kind art and decor to sports memorabilia, from metal signs and handbags to men's wallets. It's worth the drive. But you can also shop online at CountryDepotStore.com. You never know what you'll come across when you visit. Country Depot.
Got bills? Looking for work? But nobody is hiring? StaffZone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, StaffZone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the StaffZone way.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Erasmus James, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
All right, as we get ready to welcome back Sean Merriman, as we're going to talk about his upcoming event, what you can do wherever you are in Panama City, find out which country is less dangerous for me to go to in the next couple of weeks, San Paulo or Bogota, or however you say it, Colombia.
Right, well, so those are cities.
Yeah.
San Paulo, you said countries.
Oh, no, cities.
São Paulo is in Brazil, Bogota is in Colombia.
So you need to let me know the least amount of fights I'll see in which city in those two countries as we go out and talk about an upcoming combat sport event, Lights Out Extreme Fighting. Let's welcome the owner, good friend of the program, Sean Merriman. Sean, how are you?
What's up, guys? How you doing?
Welcome back. How's things been since Phoenix?
Nonstop as usual. So everything's good. Took me about, I would say, about a good week to recover after Super Bowl, Radio Row, seeing you guys out there on Radio Row and just running around, man. Finally got settled back in.
It's a good time, but yeah, you're right. There's a whole lot of things going on. What are we, 2 weeks, 3 weeks away from your next event? Talk to us about Lights Out 9.
Yeah, we're May 6th. We're in Los Angeles at the Burbank Marriott Event Center. You can get your tickets at Lights Out XF. So if you're in the L.A. area, Southern California, come out to our next event. all the information is at lightsoutxf.com. And if you can't get there, watch us on Fubo Sports. Fubo TV will be live from 4 p.m. Pacific to 8 p.m. So it's been fun, man. You know, not only just growing the league, but now, you know, being shown on Fubo Sports all over the country, Canada, France, and some parts of Spain.
Talk to us about the talent that you have on your roster.
You know, we have some guys here on this card that are for sure will be with superstars in this game over the next year or so. Actually, some of them who took this fight, even though they had contracts lined up with the UFC, and you know they're going to be some big name guys down the road, but. You know, we're just really looking to give these guys another platform to be seen, man. Being a former athlete, you know, one thing that I noticed that you want to be on TV, you want to be seen, you want your work to be shown, you know, have that opportunity to get sponsors and, you know, grow your career.
Talk to us about that process, Sean. You know, as obviously fighters, the ultimate goal, your ultimate goal was to get in the NFL. MMA fighters, their ultimate goal is to get to the UFC, possibly Bellator. There's a couple others to talk about. How do they decide, no, I want to go with Sean. I want to go with Lights Out.
Well, you know, for one, I was fortunate enough to build up a big enough platform myself because I played in the NFL, right? So, you know, whether it's social media following or just having a name because of what I've done on the field. So me being able to get behind some of these, you know, guys and women to promote them so they can be seen, has really been a treat because, you know, that's the main part, man, and being an owner and promoter and you know, be running operations and production. You know, it used to be fun when I could just show up in front of the camera for a couple hours and just leave, right? Those were the good days. You didn't have to worry about satellite feeds and ticket sales and promoting. But, you know, I really taken the bull by the horns, man. I love this, not only sport, I love this business. And you know, it means a lot to me when some of these guys, you know, we have, you know, Julian Duckinfield, right? This guy, he's probably at 170. He could possibly go to the UFC one day. Ian Morgan, Chris Cruz. I mean, these guys are going to have an opportunity to fight in the UFC, pretty soon here. And they wanted to come and fight for Lights Out Extreme Fighting. So, they're going to get down. They're going to be throwing down May 6th in Burbank.
How different is it, you know, now that you have all these other hats on, you know, like you said, it was different. You came in, you got to watch fights. You can't necessarily watch these fights as a fan anymore, right?
No, because I'm over talking to the sponsors, you know, talking to our partners. You know, I'm back and forth, but in the TV truck, I'll go look at things and see how it looks from TV to the rest of, you know, our fans watching, you know, and just making sure everything goes smooth with the broadcast. So, There's a lot of hats that I wear outside of just kind of promoting and using my platform to promote these guys. I really do enjoy the building process of it. You know, and I don't shy away from going bigger and better each and every show.
So Sean, with that being said about the many hats that you wear, this past weekend I had an opportunity to be the ring announcer for an MMA promotion. And obviously the fighters, and rightfully so, get all the glory and all the attention and the spotlight. But I was just astounded about how many people it takes to put on a production and being back seen and being in the ring announcer. So I just want to give you a platform now to kind of spotlight some of your team that maybe don't get the recognition that they deserve. But if you wanted to, you know, tell them thanks for everything they do to make Lights Out what it is.
Yeah, no question about it. You know, my head of production, Paul Cambria, man, he's just a beast. You know, I brought him in to run everything for us. And you're right, you know, no one knows that there's a staff of 67 people, right? All the way down to security and just the people just making sure that no one steps on cords and setting up, you know, chairs and banners and wristbands and VIP. And so there's a whole scene behind the scenes that that a lot of people don't know what it takes to throw a live show of this magnitude.
Sean, how do you determine, you know, and really any promotion, determine how many fights is enough fights, too many fights, and or not enough fights?
Well, it's a combination of both, right? So we're live from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. on Fubo Sports. And, you know, typically about six, seven fights are going to be a little under 3 hours or right at that 3 hour mark. So it all depends on if a fight is, you know, it's 1 minute or you got a fight that goes all three rounds. So there's variables, man. But this fight alone, we have about 7 amateur and 7 pro. Obviously, you know, you're going to have some guys that drop injuries, weight. So if you're walking into the fight with 12-plus fights, you know you have more than enough, you know, show content in order for the fans to watch and enjoy themselves.
You said doors open, what, at 3 o'clock?
Doors open at 3 o'clock. We're live on Fubo Sports at 4 p.m. And we should end up, you know, around 7:30, 8 o'clock as well. Right after the Kentucky Derby, we start.
What time will you get there?
Oh, I'm there the day before. I don't leave the premises, man. You know, because I'll be there with media. You know, having lunch or dinner with sponsors and future partners and the network. And it's honestly around the clock for me. There's no point in time where it's ever off. Right? I may get a call at 9 o'clock at night because you know, a fighter is not on weight yet. We may drop one. From commission, and it's a nonstop process. But to tell you the truth, man, I wouldn't do anything else.
What are your thoughts as a fan and now as an owner of a promotion? You know, one of my biggest complaints about the sport that I love is when a fighter misses weight, and I personally don't think enough is done to a fighter when they miss weight. And I'm curious, what's your thoughts on that?
Well, outside of our organization and it being a punch in the gut organization, it's really your opponent that you're punching in the gut, man. It's not fair, right? Here's a guy who probably struggled just as much as you did to get down the weight, had a long training camp, and because you can't stay disciplined and do what you need to do to get to weight, now this guy it can't fight, right? Unless you're willing to fork over some of your purse. So it's more, you know, we got enough fights. We got a lot of fights lined up. We'll have plenty of fights. So it's not going to hurt our organization as much as you hurting your opponent and just disrespecting the sport in general.
Well, you know, and I totally agree with you. And more times than not, a fighter still accepts the fight. And if we did research, we would know the numbers on how many times a fighter that misses weight loses the fight. So, yeah, the other guy may make more money, but the chance of him maybe losing that fight because the other guy didn't do everything he needed to do to make weight is one of my biggest pet peeves of the sport, like I said, that we both love.
Yeah, no question about that. I mean, you know, guy coming in has an upper hand, obviously more energy, probably going to have a little bit more power, a lot more strength, just all those things to add up, man. And that's why I have so much damn respect for the sport. And I had the opportunity to train over the last 17 years with some of the best in the business. And it's one of the reasons why I'm on this side of the fence, not the other side in the fence, right? Because these guys, they train, you know, twice a day, sometimes 6-7 days a week, and, you know, have until they start making it. A lot of these guys still have jobs, and I just give them a lot of credit. We just want to put on the best show for the fans, one, and then make sure the fighters are taken care of, man. And that's what Lights Out Extreme Fighting is about.
Before I ask you about the next event so that maybe we can get together and we can do a live broadcast out from your next event, we'll talk about that in a second. Why don't you mention your sponsors? You know, we talked about, you know, some of your staff that helps put this on, but we all know that the sponsorship is just as important.
Yeah, absolutely. Family First Life, an insurance company that I also have a life insurance agency with, is our title sponsor. You know, currently we personally have 221 agents throughout the country, but Family First Life has been a great partner of ours. Everbowl is also a great partner of ours. The ICE Bowl place. Actually, I'm in the process of buying 10 stores right now. But I love that place, Everbowl. And then you got Maverick Gaming. Came in this one and going to be our official partner going forward, man. So I guess the hardest part about this is having people not only to believe what you're doing, but also see. And also, we broke into the top 10 most watched on Fubo Sports ever this last show behind the international soccer. So that's saying a lot what the fans feel about, you know, about what we're doing.
Awesome. Before I let you go, do you already know when the next event is?
Yeah, we're looking at June 24th in Prim, a little bit outside of Las Vegas. After this May 6th date, that's going to be in Burbank, California. Like I said, you can get your tickets at lightsoutxf.com. And then we'll probably officially announce Prim there at the fight before the fight happens May 6th.
One more time, how can people watch online?
Yep, you can check us out at Fubo TV and Fubo Sports. If you're anywhere in the country, in Canada, France, outside the country, you can catch us. But we'll be live at 4 p.m. Pacific on Fubo.
Good stuff. Sean, thank you very much for your time. Great catching up. And hopefully we can put something together for June.
You got it, man. I'd love to have you guys out. That one's going to be a very, very big one. So if we can have you guys live broadcast from there, and that'd be pretty big.
We'll talk after your event is over, when you have a couple days to relax. Then we'll touch base. Thank you again. Let's talk again soon, Sean. Take care.
Bye-bye.
That is Sean Merriman. You might remember him from his NFL days. He would constitute a badass.
Oh, yeah. And he's still a massive human being. Like, you know, inside the cage or on the gridiron, it doesn't matter. Sean Merriman's always ready.
And a super cool dude, you know. Awesome. And I wait till, you know, our guests are off before I say stuff like that. But just a super, super cool guy. He's always made time for us. And hopefully we can put that together after I come back from my vacation in June. And maybe we'll be able to go to Lights Out Extreme Fighting 10. Which will be back out there in the California area. So, all right, let's go hit this break. When we come back, I will have a good 10 or 12 minutes to vent at something that I am not happy about. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Sun.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Frank Gore, San Francisco 49er running back. I'm talking to sports with Randy Harris.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Tour de Pizza is back as Tournament Day Pizza, located at 170 47th Avenue Northeast in St. Petersburg. Located inside the Racquet Club of St. Pete, we've proudly been serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the last 15 years and running. Tour de Pizza, full menu, full liquor bar, same great pizza, Tour de Pizza. Visit us online at tourdepizza.com. Now remember, a slice a day keeps the doctor away. Tour de Pizza, it's where winners eat.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Jim Turner, Kirby Carlisle from HBO's Arliss, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
One of my favorite all-time shows.
What's that?
Which show? Arliss. Did you ever watch Arliss?
No, that was before my time.
Go check it out on YouTube or whatever.
What was the premise of it? What was the storyline?
An agent. It was an agent who represented all these very famous athletes. All the athletes would come on the show on a regular basis. Phenomenal. It was good stuff. And then there was another one after that, which I think Mark Wahlberg was involved in. I forget what it was called. God, what was that show called? It was like about him and his buddies, and they would have all these, you know, big celebrities come on. So it was a lot like that, but Arliss back in the day was the show. All right, I'm going to hold off on my complaint that I want.
Okay.
I want to ask you a legitimate question,
because sir,
this is even a bigger topic. This is even something much more important to talk about.
Oh.
The devastating news that happened in Nashville the other day.
Yeah.
Okay. My question to you is, and I can take either side. I'm arguing with myself on this.
Okay.
So the POS, and we know what POS stands for, but because this is FCC radio, I can't say what POS stands for, texted a friend and basically told the friend, I've had enough, I want to die, bad things are about to happen. Should that person be held some form of accountable. I mean, it's not their fault what happened, but it is their fault that it possibly didn't get prevented.
Man, that's I don't even know. It's such a slippery slope. I mean, could you imagine how many people get called in a day for like a Facebook rant or Instagram post or a tweet? Or, I mean, you know,
I've been arguing with myself on it, you know, because obviously no, but if this person and that those text messages were blatant, I want to die.
Right. I think it depends on the context. I think if it's like, I'm going to go to the school and do something bad. I think if it's a direct threat, I think there is some kind of moral responsibility to at least notify authorities.
Yeah, but whatever doesn't mean anything.
But, I mean, how can you be responsible for other humans and their actions and their plans of deliberate violence? I mean,
and I'll tell you what will happen. Let's say that was the case or is the case. Then they're going to hold people accountable for calling in a threat that proves not to be a threat.
Right, exactly.
You know what I mean? Like, you've wasted our time.
Taking up resources from the city and we're chasing these wild goose hunts. We could have been doing real crime. And, you know, I think it's just the blame has to be on the person who 100%. Did the violence. And, I mean, I don't know. I don't think you can hold anybody else responsible. That's my answer.
I'm not disagreeing. All right, so we're going to have about 8 minutes, so this may or may not be able to be completed. It probably won't be in this 8-minute segment.
Is that bad? Okay.
There's two portions of it. There's a POS portion, and then there's what is wrong with fans? What is wrong with us? What is wrong with people? So this has to do with whatever that little dude's called, Hezbollah.
What is he? You can't call him a munchkin. That's not politically correct.
I don't really.
He's a miniature man.
I would love to use him as a soccer ball. I have to be honest.
No, come on, you can't. He's adored by all the fighters out of Kazakhstan, and I mean that's like their guy. I mean, I don't know.
He's an adult that they treat like a 2-year-old and carry him around like a baby.
Yeah, they did. And Islam got in trouble for it, right? Didn't they ask him not to carry him around like a baby anymore? It just looks like awkward.
I think when we get to, I don't know which half I want to start with first. I think he should be treated as an adult, and adults should beat the crap out of him. That's what I personally think. So, have you seen the video?
Of what?
Of him abusing his pet.
No.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, man.
Now, it's not as bad as those chuckleheads that tortured the fish, you know, where they kept the fish tied and they bounced them around. And
oh, yeah.
You know, and again, I don't want to sound like this, you know, whatever wing it is, because I don't know. I mean, there's an extent to it. But, you know, to just kind of like flip the ears of your cat and then, you know, push them away is abuse. There's no reason to do that. And he's getting blasted very heavily, you know, on social media, which means nothing. It's like, you know, a moral responsibility. It means nothing. So that's half number one.
Okay.
Half number two, and I'm a big fan of Panini, okay, who now have the rights to the UFC trading cards. And, you know, I've done stuff with Panini for 30 some years.
Right.
This person now has not only a trading card in the Panini brand, but an autographed trading card in the Panini brand that if you close or cover up the who's on the card, it looks, I believe my 2-year-old granddaughter signs better.
Okay. All right.
So I have a bitch about autographs anyway. You know, and
so Hezbollah has a trading card now with Panini?
Correct.
I mean, it makes sense. I mean, he's
why?
Obviously, because he's obviously part of the fight game. I mean,
he is.
I mean, he's part of that whole Khabib Islam you know, all of those fighters out of the Russian era or area of the world, like, he's their guy. Like, you know, whether it's good luck charm or whether it's just like a family thing or respect thing.
Hold on a second. You just called him a good luck charm?
I don't know. I
mean, you, like, what put him on your keychain?
They carry him around for good luck? I don't know. I don't know. I'm not sure what his role is, but he's with all of those fighters from that era or area of the world. Like, that's their guy. But he is part of the fight game. I mean, you know, if they're going to put announcers and other people from the UFC on trading cards and people who have roles in the UFC and are figures in the UFC, it makes sense. I got no problem with him. I got no problem with him having a trading card.
It's not his fault.
No.
You know, and I'm not necessarily blaming him. I just think it's ridiculous. And the only thing more ridiculous than this person having a trading card is people wanting the trading card.
Yeah, I mean, he's a character. People like him. I mean, just like in Jackass.
Did you call him a carrot or a character?
He's a character. He's a character. He's just like Pee-wee from, Pee-wee? From Jackass, the little guy?
No, I
Pee-wee. The one who could kick himself in the forehead?
I never saw that, so I don't know.
But, yeah, I mean, look, he's entertaining. People like the entertainment value. I mean, you know, and like I said, he changed his last name to the same as the former champ in Khabib. So, you know, whether it's an honorary thing or a family thing or a religious thing, whatever that bond is that makes them all connect, he's part of the game. He's part of the fight game.
Okay.
I got no problem with it.
If he came out, you know, with a bowling card, it may be different. But, you know, to have this, I'm looking at one. It's a 10 of 10. Somebody's selling this for $80, which is $90 more than I'd spent.
Well, I mean, I'm sure there's worse trading cards out there for, like, other people.
Name one. Name one.
But I'll look it up during the break. I'll find worst trading cards of all time.
It says first rookie card ever.
I mean, like, I'm waiting for my trading card. I mean, I should get a trading card for being a ring announcer. I should have a picture of me. I'll autograph it for you, Randy.
I would never own it. I would never look at it. I would never endorse it.
It's only $90.
That's 300 more than I could.
But, like, aren't you proud of, like, your co-host did the ring announcing on Saturday or Sunday night?
Don't care.
Come on.
I don't.
Come on. It was a sold-out show. It was really nice.
That's tremendous.
But I do have to say, it is a much harder job than I anticipated. I underestimated, but I did two jobs. I was doing the job of not only the ring announcer, but also the hype man, you know, crowd entertainment announcer for, like, Lost Car Keys. And I was doing all vocals, all parts. So,
well, that's typically what it is, a one person job.
Yeah. But at the BKFC, you know, Houston does his role. Brian Socha does his role. You know, they split it up to where it's not so heavy on the vocal cards.
I'm trying not to say negative things.
Why would you say negative things?
Well, because, again, it's kind of like what we just had Sean Merriman on, you know, and we talked about, you know, fighters that their goal is to get to the pinnacle, to the UFC, to Bellator, to ONE, you know, to whatever. You know, when you're just starting, they're not going to have six people doing six different jobs. So, right.
That's true.
You know, when the RFC, it was the same person, you know, who had the mic at World Class Fight League. Ralph Garcia gets in there and does his stuff as the owner. And then the ring announcer does everything else. It's budgets. Maybe Jack Harris could do it.
Yeah. Well, I don't want to lose my job to Jack Harris. I mean, he's 81. I don't know how much longer he still wants to work.
But. You just said it, when you lose your job to an icon, isn't that better?
It's true, but at 81, I mean, I can't imagine he was still doing it for the money. I mean, I would hope he was doing it for the passion and he loved what he does. Same thing I do for the fight community. I mean, I'm doing it for the passion. I don't do it for the money.
Yeah, okay. 1 hour down, 1 hour to go, and there is some more things that I need to talk about. And big ups to to one of the greatest NFL football players of all time. And we will talk about that after the top of the hour. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and the Staff Center.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
WTAN, Clearwater.
FM 106.1.
WDCF, Dade City.
FM 102.3.
WZHR, Zephyr Hills.
FM 104.3.
Happy Wednesday, everybody. Here's a look at your Bay Area forecast. It's going to be a pretty nice day out there today. A bit cooler at a high reaching only 79 degrees. Overnight low tonight, 62. Tomorrow's high a bit warmer at 83 degrees. Doesn't look like any rain in sight for the next 4 or 5 days or so. And a look at those rising sea levels, otherwise known as tides. High tide this afternoon at 12:05 p.m. Low tide tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. Sunset is at 7:48 p.m. tonight. Now, here's the latest.